Jess in with you this morning. Now, the date has been set for the by-election in the Upper Hunter. We're going to be going to the polls on May 22. There's been plenty of rumours over the weekend about who will be standing for which party, rumours from Labor and the Nationals, and One Nation will be putting forward a candidate as well. And joining me this morning from One Nation is Mark Latham. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Great, thanks, Jess. Really good to be talking to you.
Fantastic to have you on the show this morning. Now, the obvious question, have you got a candidate in mind yet?
We've got several people who've expressed interest. This has all happened very quickly, and we've just had Easter and public holidays, so we'll be sorting that out in the next week or so to get a candidate, and that person will have strong links to the coal industry and be campaigning for coal jobs, because with all this controversy about Malcolm Turnbull and the government wanting to wipe out coal jobs, Labor wanting to do the same, it's very important for Upper Hunter to have a candidate who's fighting for jobs and standing against the idea that we can go without coal mines and basically turn the Upper Hunter into one big Centrelink office. We've got to avoid that at all costs.
Let's talk about those comments from Malcolm Turnbull last week. I was just having another listen to the ABC interview. It's crazy, isn't it? You know, to call for a moratorium on new coal approvals in New South Wales. Coal mining is the industry that is at the heart of the Upper Hunter, let's be honest.
Yeah, Malcolm Turnbull's also written a letter trying to stop the mine expansion at Mount Pleasant. And in that, he says that coal provides 110,000 jobs. So that's indispensable. The Upper Hunter, the whole region, can't survive economically. Families just can't pay their bills and hold down jobs and have a decent future for their kids without that huge quantity of jobs. 110,000 jobs is absolutely massive. And then Turnbull arrogantly turns around and says, oh, people can go do horse breeding and wine growing. Well, you know, they're good industries too, but nothing there is going to replace 110,000 jobs. Malcolm Turnbull's got a recipe for mass unemployment in the Upper Hunter. He should never have been appointed to this job, and the government's got to get rid of him quickly and pull their heads in, basically, and start supporting coal.
It's certainly an interesting appointment. I mean, to put a former Prime Minister on one of these boards, it seems like our former Prime Ministers always pop up somewhere.
Well, he can't pop up in Canberra because he seems to be at war with the people down there in the Liberal Party, so they've created this committee. I mean, Matt Keane has got a dozen of these climate and energy committees in New South Wales, and they created a 13 paying $60,000 a year for Malcolm Turnbull. And, you know, points have been made in the media. He's got conflicts of interest on every front. But most importantly, these things should be non-negotiable. There should be clear support for the coal industry. Like, it's devastating that federal and state Labor have turned against coal. But for the National Party to do the same by cheering on Malcolm Turnbull's appointment is a disaster. So One Nation, whether we win, lose or draw the by-election, will certainly be arguing at every opportunity for coal jobs and just letting people know in the rest of the state how important coal is to the Upper Hunter. Because when you go to local government areas like Singleton and Muswellbrook, it provides 58% of the economic output, more than half of those economies. The money comes from coal. So you can't close down 58% of your economy, throw people on the welfare scrap heap and say that that's a decent government policy. It's an atrocity.
And to that end, for the by-election, you won't be preferencing any other party?
Well, it's optional preferential in state elections, so you can number just one square. And we don't see any other party that's fair dinkum in protecting coal jobs, so you don't get preferences from us if you're against coal. And at the moment, what we're saying is just vote one for One Nation, and you'll be guaranteed for a party that will fight tooth and nail to protect jobs, to grow prosperity. We're pro-development. You know, we'd also like to see more road funding and dam construction in the region, but the foundation stone is employment, and we won't be taking a backward step in that regard.
Do you think you have a pretty good chance in the Upper Hunter? I mean, we saw at the last federal election where votes sort of went, particularly towards One Nation, picking up a few with Stuart Bonds as the candidate.
Well, we've had some support that's encouraging in the past, but, you know, this by-election, I think, is high noon. Because if a candidate wins it who's anti-coal, it's a real disaster for the region. So I'm not worried so much about the result. I'm worried about what the candidate will stand for as a member of the New South Wales lower house. And I just think it's critically important to put coal jobs first, all other jobs, you know, let's get everything moving and create employment, particularly for the younger people. So, you know, that's the focus. That's what the campaign should be about. It's really a referendum on jobs in the Upper Hunter, and we need someone who fights for them. Mm.
Stuart Bonds has certainly been in the news a fair bit over the last sort of week and a half, particularly regarding at a federal level an industrial relations bill that Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts voted with the government for to get through that didn't quite align with what Stuart Bonds had been fighting for in the Hunter electorate. Has Stuart been approached or approached you to run for state rather than federal law?
Well, he's been a federal candidate and he was mulling over whether he's staying with One Nation. So he won't be our candidate for the Upper Hunter State by-election. And I don't exactly know all the details of what happened with that vote in Canberra on industrial relations, but I can say one thing. There's no industrial relations. There's no income for the region. There's nothing really unless you've got coal jobs. So our focus at state level is make sure the jobs are there. And people have got to be able to walk into a workplace, have job security. We can't do without the 110,000 coal jobs, and that's what we're fighting for. We're campaigning on state issues, and we'll have a very good state candidate.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you in the coming days and weeks, Mark, on who that candidate might be. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
A pleasure. Thanks, Jess. Really good. Thanks for the time.